This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Let's say you need a nice pair of khakis or a well-fitting shirt, and you're okay spending a little bit of money on it. If you're a certain kind of shopper, you might wind up at Banana Republic, now known as the high-end retail brand of Gap. But back in the day, high-end was the furthest thing from the minds of the two people who founded Banana Republic, Mel and Patricia Ziegler. They've written the story of the company's very early days, the earliest days, actually, in a book called Wild Company. Mel, Patricia, it's good to have you both here.
Oh, thanks, Kai.
Nice to be
here.
Good
to be here.
So, Mel, let me ask you this. This entire adventure, I think you could fairly call it, based on my read of this book, started with a jacket, right? It was a British Burmese
yes.
jacket. Tell me about that coat.
It was a British Burma jacket. Burma. I found the jacket at a disposal store in Sydney.
Mel got so many compliments on this jacket that gave us the idea to start a business.
Was there a business plan, Patricia? Because my sense of this book is, not really.
No. Our business plan was to find more clothes like this and sell them. That was it.
Okay. That's...
Our business plan was to never work for anybody else again.
Well, that was the mission. Yes.
You had what? Like $1,000, right?
$1,500. That was the total investment. That's all we had. And an American Express card.
There came a time when you guys realized that you had a finite supply of stuff. I mean, there are only so many Army-Navy surplus stores in the world that you can go shopping in. How and when did you decide you were going to start doing your own stuff, Patricia?
Well, we started remanufacturing the surplus at the beginning, and we couldn't keep that up. It was obvious that we had to do our own clothing.
And you designed and then you outsourced and the whole deal? I mean, you had it made and everything.
Well, yeah, draw it up, got a team together. We'd make the patterns, the first prototypes. We traveled all over England looking for the original factories that made these for the British Empire.
Oh, is that right? Did you find them, really?
Oh, yeah.
We did. We found several and brought people back to work.
We tried to make them to the same quality that the surplus was. The government spared nothing to make this clothing, and it set the standard to create authentic travel and safari clothing, which is what the company became at that point.
Just in the interest of time, I think we have to fast forward a little bit. But you set up a retail store, you get some good publicity, things go well, you get a catalog operation, all kinds of things. And then this guy comes knocking on your door. And his name is Donald Fisher, and he runs this company called The Gap, Mel, right? And he says...
He says, I want to buy your company. And we said, great. And at the end of 4 months, he says, I can't buy your company unless the two of you stay. And I say, well, we weren't looking for jobs. He said, no, you can totally autonomous. You can run the company, do whatever you want. As long as it's profitable, I'll finance anything you want to do.
I'll give you total creative control, he said.
And for you guys, actually, just to break in for a minute, creative control is no small thing because you had a tradition of wacky store displays and creative marketing and all this stuff. And you were not the standard button-down Gap kind of person, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel now that Banana Republic has become mainstream and it's high-end, nice clothes and all, but it's stuff you can find in a whole lot of different places?
Well, I had to say that when you give your baby up for adoption, you can't really quibble with how it's raised.
Huh. Mel?
Well, I mean, honestly, don't like it. I wish they had changed the name. It has nothing to do with what the original company was all about. But that's the way it goes in American business.
Do you wish you'd kept it, either one of you?
No, we never look back. Life has been very good to us.
Last thing before I let you go. Do you guys ever stop in or shop at a Banana Republic?
No, we have plenty of clothes. We made them to last a lifetime.
We shop in our own closet.
Mel and Patricia Ziegler. Their book is called Wild Company, The Untold Story of Banana Republic, which is the company they founded. Thanks you guys very much for your time.
Thank you. Kai.